On today's show, Jeep's going to get all kinds of plug-in and battery electric models. Tesla says the Gigafactory will make more batteries than everyone else put together. And Toyota teams up with 7-Eleven to sell hydrogen. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last week, FCA revealed its latest five-year plan, and it has massive plans for Jeep. In the next 5 years, it's going to add enough manufacturing capacity to make 1.5 million more Jeeps around the world, with plans to boost sales at least 80%. Jeep is going to get 6 additional models that go into both smaller and larger segments in the marketplace. And to protect itself from any rise in gasoline prices, Jeep will add 5 mild hybrids, 10 plug-in hybrids, and 4 battery electrics to its lineup, though they will not be available in every market. The battery electrics, for example, will only be available in China. Jeep is also going to offer Level 3 autonomy and full connectivity by 2021. Put it all together, and Jeep will be one of the largest and most profitable brands in the business. Speaking of FCA's five-year plan, there is no mention of Lancia. Yesterday, one of Autoline's viewers, Rivera Notario, sent us a link to a Twitter page called Save Lancia. The top tweet there claims that Lancia was canceled in silence on June 1st. And you know, it is true. There's absolutely no mention of Lancia in any of the five-year plan. Even Chrysler and Dodge get mentioned, but not Lancia, a brand that's been around since 1906. Hey, we're going to be back with a whole lot more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
BMW just unveiled an all-new X5 with new styling, new engines, and a new off-road package. Unlike many other SUVs, the X5 offers a 2-section tailgate for easy loading. The wheelbase is now 1.6 inches longer, and the vehicle is 2.6 inches wider. The suspension features a front double wishbone and rear multi-link design, and for the first time, it gets an off-road package with underbody toughening, air suspension, and a locking rear differential. The X5 boasts an optional third-row seat, and pricing will be announced in November. Along those lines, Audi just unveiled its full-size SUV, the Q8, in China. It has interior space for 5 passengers. It gets an updated infotainment system, which Audi says, and I quote here, will be as intuitive as a smartphone. The exterior takes cues from the Quattro concept, and the Q8 will also be wider and lower than the Q7. It'll come standard with an adaptive damping suspension and a mechanical central differential, which Audi says will make it a capable off-roader. The Q8 goes on sale in the fourth quarter of this year. Last year, Toyota teamed up with 7-Eleven Japan to look at ways to use fuel cell technology to help power stores. Fuel cell generators will be installed that generate electricity for the stores, and they will also have second life hybrid batteries that are charged with solar panels. An electric vehicle charger will be available for plug-in vehicles, which can double as a power supply to the store when a vehicle gets plugged in. This might be useful during a blackout or some kind of disaster, like an earthquake. And 2 fuel cell trucks used for deliveries powered by Mirai fuel cell units can take electric power generated by the fuel cells to power the refrigerator units inside the trucks. Toyota says one of these next-generation stores will start operating late next year. Coming up next, a visibly emotional Elon Musk talks about the latest updates on Tesla.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Tesla held its shareholder meeting yesterday, and we got an update on the Model 3 and a number of other things. Elon Musk says They'll likely hit their goal of making 5,000 Model 3s a week by the end of this month. Musk also said Tesla has installed over 10,000 superchargers worldwide and will bring out the third generation later this year. He also teased the Model Y, which looks like a crossover version of the Model 3. He says it's going to be out in 2 years. And he said that in the next quarter, the Gigafactory will make more electric car batteries than everyone else combined, including China. This is really a crazy amount of batteries, Musk said. In 2 years, he says their cost will be at $100 per kilowatt hour at the pack level, not the cell level. Interestingly, Musk was visibly emotional at the beginning of his presentation. He really choked up, sounded like he was about to cry. That's about 13 minutes into the video that Tesla posted, and you can watch that by clicking on the headline in the show transcript that's available at our website, outofline.tv. Meanwhile, Texas just took a backhanded slap at Tesla. The state just announced a $2,500 rebate to anyone who buys a plug-in, a BEV, or a fuel cell vehicle. But the incentive is only available through franchise dealers. And since Tesla doesn't use franchise dealers, Tesla customers will not be able to cash in. Hey, don't forget to join us for AutoLine After Hours tomorrow afternoon. Our special guest for the show is Jason Dittman, the chief engineer for Cadillac's Super Cruise. Here's your chance to learn about how GM developed the technology for what is truly a new driving experience. So join Gary Vasilash and me for some of the best insight into what's really going on in the automotive industry. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.